How I Became a Nerd. My twin sister and I had just started school and thought it was fantastic. Our teacher, Pamela Ma'am, was pretty, pink and young. We sang songs, clapped hands, jumped up and down, ran around the schoolyard and did reading and writing at which both of us were proficient since Mama had taught us at home. But still, Sundays were even more fun. There was a smell of deliciousness in the air. And Mama made special treats for us to eat, like cakes and ice creams and all the sugary things she wouldn't give us through the week. Papa was home and played with us. Sometimes we went out, but even if we were home, we played hide and seek and football and picked up fallen leaves in the garden. And best of all, Papa sat us in his lap and told us stories. I always wanted one more. Papa, one more, please. While Sis would squirm and be ready to break out of confinement and run free. After our dinner and baths, we snuggled with Papa and watched TV. And soon we'd be yawning, but desperately resisting sleep, wanting Sunday to go on forever. So one Monday morning, I decided I'd just extend Sunday. I loitered in bed, even though Mama had woken me up multiple times. Sis was zooming around like a buzzfly, getting her uniform properly buttoned and her hair perfectly plaited. Mama asked me if I wasn't feeling well and checked my brow for a fever. I said I was fine, but I wanted to stay home. Just one day, Mama, please. I just wanted to pretend Sunday at home, please. Of course, she said, nothing doing, young man. Get ready at once. But I carried on wheedling and whining until, unexpectedly turning tack, she said, okay, have your way, and walked out. I ran after her. Really, Mama? Can I stay home? Can I really, Mama? And she smiled indulgently down at me and said, I could. I knew Papa was displeased with me because at breakfast, me still in my Superman pajamas, while Sis was tidy in her school uniform, Papa pulled a coin from behind her ear and gave it to her to spend in school. And when I chimed up asking for my coin, he reminded me I wasn't going to school, so I didn't need one, did I? And I had to accept the logic of that and know that I was in disfavor. But a pretend Sunday at home, what could match up to that? So I held my peace, ate my breakfast, and waved Papa and Sis off at the door. Mama told me to run along and enjoy my day off, and I just couldn't believe my luck. I lined up all the dolls and soldiers for battle. But without Sis interfering to run the battle her way, I quickly lost interest. It was difficult to play snakes and ladders too, as I had to keep changing sides till I didn't know which was the real me anymore and whether to be happy or sad. I went looking for Mama and found her busy writing something. She asked me if I was enjoying my pretend Sunday, and I told her I was bored. She laughed and asked me if I'd like to help her and emptied a big box of buttons and told me to sort them by color. When the reds and blues and whites were all tidily in separate bags, she said I'd done well and I could have my snack now. And I followed her eagerly to the kitchen, wondering what delight I'd get. But she only offered me my usual school snack box. Is there no cake? I pleaded. But she reminded me it was only a pretend Sunday and I had to make do. After I'd grumpily emptied my snack box and relished a small bonus glass of juice, she whooshed me away again. Go and play. I have work to do. And so I scampered off outside to play. But it was hot. And how much can you kick a football against a wall all by yourself? Or poke at the dry mud with a stick? It was boring. So I went inside to read a book. But the house was too still and I knew all my books too well anyway. I tried to make out the time, but the little hand had not yet reached 12 and I knew it was too early for lunch. So I went to my parents' room and buried my face in Papa's pillow, smelling his lovely smell and missing him so much. When Mama came to find me, I had rubbed my face red, trying to brush away the tears. "Why are you crying, sweetheart?" she asked. And I confessed I missed Papa. "But he goes to work every day and you don't ever miss him. Why suddenly today?" "But on other days, I went to school and had things to do," I fussed. "Today, I was just bored." "Come along, I'll give you an early lunch," she said. And I cheered up. It was only my semi-favorite food, but it was still a bright spark in a dull day. I mourned to Mama that Sis must be having so much fun in school. But she reminded me it was surely not as much fun as a pretend Sunday. And I dared not rebut that. When Sis returned from school, Mama and she sat down together for lunch. I joined them at the table because I wanted to hear all the school stories. "Pamela, ma'am said, you're getting spoilt," Sis announced. "And that if you keep missing school for no reason at all, she's going to be very upset with you." They had sung songs and done number writing. And Pamela ma'am said Sis wrote very well. "I write well too," I protested. But no one paid me any attention. And it was Rita's birthday and she brought toffees for everyone. And they were fruity ones and everyone could choose three. "Where are mine?" I demanded. And Sis admitted she'd tried. But Pamela ma'am said it was only for those who came to school. I burst into tears, but Mama consoled me, asking what were three toffees against a whole pretend Sunday. And I wanted to tell her the toffees were better, but I didn't say it. And then, oh cruel world, Sis reported that Pamela ma'am told them a story about an ant and a grasshopper, and everyone enjoyed it. At this point, I jumped down from my chair and ran off to cry. I didn't know this story and now I would never know it and I really, really loved stories. Sometime later, Sis came and told me Pamela ma'am had given special homework for me since I'd missed school and I was so delighted to have something to do that I brought out my school books and eagerly did the page of writing and page of numbers as directed, making sure it was in my best writing, better than anything Sis could produce. For the rest of the evening, Sis and I played and squabbled together as usual. She's very bossy, even to this day. We had our dinner and our baths, and when Papa came to kiss us goodnight, I pleaded with him to tell me the story of the ant and the grasshopper. Papa always knew all the stories. And though I knew he was upset with me, he told me the story, and I figured out for myself who the grasshopper was. Sis was asleep by then, so when he finished the story and kissed me goodnight, I requested him as humbly as I could to please tell Mama to wake me up early tomorrow, Papa, because I really want to go to school. He assured me he would and gave me another kiss and called me a good boy. And that was the happiest I'd been that whole pretend Sunday. And that's what drew the curtains on my brief career as a grasshopper and hardwired the nerdiness into me at the tender age of 4.